Hello again. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit a seaside resort. While looking out into the ocean, I spied a pod of dolphins less than 100 yards offshore. The beauty of their rhythmic up and down movements was mesmerizing. These beautiful creatures of the sea brought to mind the greatest of the sea mammals, the whale, or as the Bible refers to the largest mammal, Leviathan. Reflecting upon dolphins and whales inspired me to begin reading Herman Melville's novel, Moby Dick. Have you ever read it or tried to read this voluminous work? This is my first go at it. It's been characterized as not only a great American novel, but the first global novel. In one of the important early sections of the book, Melville has his protagonist, Ishmael, consider the passage from today's 10th chapter from Matthew, quote, "Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law of the prophets," unquote. These words, commonly referred to as the Golden Rule, are used by Melville to capture the emerging friendship between Ishmael, the novel's narrator, and Queequeg, a native of the South Pacific. Melville describes a vast difference between the American Christian Ishmael and the South Pacific pagan Queequeg. Ishmael nevertheless discovers their common humanity and through it finds a sense of God's presence. For example, in seeing and pondering Queequeg's pagan rituals with an idol painted on a piece of black wood, we hear an inner voice speaking to Ishmael, quote, "Do you suppose now, Ishmael, that the magnanimous God of heavens and earth, pagans and all included, can possibly be jealous of an insignificant bit of black wood? Impossible. But what is worship? To do the will of God, that is worship. And what is the will of God? To do to my fellow man what I would have my fellow man do to me. That is the will of God." Unquote. In the June 14th New York Times Book Review, literary critic Carl Savina characterized Moby Dick as a novel pertinent to our times. Savina states, quote, "Melville perceived a sea-level humanity, embracing and celebrating the latitudes and longitudes of human variation, now termed diversity," unquote. As Melville's novel goes on, one sees how the will of God played out in his cast of characters, including the seemingly demonic whale named Moby Dick, and how the Golden Rule maxim is sustained as well as violated. In today's gospel, Jesus quotes from the Golden Rule found in the Torah, specifically Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. It seems that every major religion has a form of the Golden Rule. Buddhism, for example, has the axiom, quote, "Just as I am, so are they. Just as they are, so am I," unquote. In Islam, we hear the story of how a Bedouin encountered the Prophet Muhammad. And the Bedouin came and grabbed the stirrup of his camel and said to Muhammad, "O messenger of God, teach me something to go to heaven with." The Prophet said, "As you would have people to do to you, do to them. And what you dislike being done to you, don't do to them. This maxim is enough for you. Go and enact in accordance with it." Unquote. The Yoruba religion of the Caribbean expressed the Golden Rule simply by the statement, "One who is taking a pointed stick to pinch a baby bird should first try it on himself to feel how it hurts." In 1993, religions from around the world signed a declaration toward a global ethic from the Parliament of the World's Religions, proclaiming the Golden Rule: we must treat others as we wish others to treat us, as the common principle for many religions. In the Catholic tradition, the Golden Rule could be considered as part of natural law, common to all human beings. But the morality proclaimed by Jesus was more than natural law, more than the Golden Rule. For he invited, indeed challenged his followers to live more through parables such as the Good Samaritan, and the Prodigal Son. And certainly, by Jesus' life and death, he proclaimed a morality that extended beyond races and religions, requiring the stretching of our minds and hearts. Certainly, the pandemic crisis in which we are living is requiring such a stretching. The disciplines and restrictions required are challenging, but amidst it all, there are signs of solidarity. Certainly, in the medical field, this is happening. In speaking of the ways in which scientists from around the globe are collaborating to find a vaccine for the COVID-19 virus, one scientist recently commented, quote, "From a research perspective, I've never seen such collaborative spirit, such open sharing of materials, data, protocols, thoughts, and ideas," unquote. Yes, they are practicing the golden rule, but might they also be doing something more? Besides the scientific enterprise, there is the spiritual. To use Melville's story of Moby Dick again, it seems that the hunt for a vaccine which will curtail the effects of the COVID-19 virus is like hunting for the great whale Moby Dick. No, they are not like Captain Ahab, but they and we are like Ishmael and Queequeg and all the other cast of characters on the whaling ship Pequod, seeking to tame the global Leviathan that has been unleashed upon the world. As Savina again notes, quote, "Melville showed us how easy it is to welcome as our own the touches of others, their equivalent colors, customs, and beliefs, their journeys, their transitions, and to remember those who are unwelcomed, suffered," unquote. And so perhaps this pandemic crisis may call us together in a global enterprise and a shared journey. And as such, it may serve as a silver lining of the pandemic crisis, signifying that not only is there a golden rule of collaboration, but the silvery spirit of God's love is calling us all towards greater compassion and empathy on our shared voyages in the sea of life.